This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, so this is going to be a two-for-one special. This first part is going to be talking on some videos that I had recently watched. And I was more so just trying to see what was being said about me. You know, at times, like, yeah, I'm starting to open up a little bit, you know, to these hate videos about me. I'm curious about them. I'm like, you know, I'm curious to see. But at the same time, it's like, I kind of already know what's going to be said, because I'm like, it's literally been said in every other video that's been made. So I'm like, my thing is this. Talking on my hate videos, I guess if you ever do stumble upon them, when you've seen one, you've seen all. All right. So I wanted to talk on some videos I recently watched. And then also passing off some advice to the other individuals from this community. And then just to pretty much anybody in general. Because, yeah, I feel that with these videos that I watch, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, nah. Advice in situations like this, advice needs to be given out, all right? So, anyways, so the individual that I'm going to be talking about, this is somebody that some of you guys might know of. If you guys remember a YouTuber some time ago, he was going around spreading a rumor saying that I had made fun of his dead mom. That wasn't the case. So, to explain that real quick. So, I had did a video where I was roasting haters. And I was just going through every haters channel that I can find, clicking on random videos. All like, hey, they look silly here. This part of the video makes no sense. Just roasting, you know, cracking jokes and stuff. So, anyways, came across one video. And here's the thing, all right, to even furthermore plead my case on this situation, the video in the title, nothing was being said in the title about his mom's passing. Nothing in the video was being said about his mom's passing. Nothing in the description, the comments, nowhere. If I possibly could, I should have checked the tags. Maybe it's the tags, but it's like, fam, you can't even, unless you got like one of those extension things where you can look at somebody's tags for YouTube. Other than that, it's like, fam, I ain't see nowhere in that video where it was supposed to be about his mom. So that's why I'm like, fam, you know, it. At first I was like, dang, you know, I did feel bad. I apologize. And I was like, hey, I did not know. All right. But then once when I started doing some searching around, I'm like, okay, well, how is a person supposed to know unless you like share this video and you tell people like, hey, this video is for my mom. But I'm like, stuff like that. My thing is this. If it would have been in the title, if it would have been in the beginning, if it had been at any given point in time of that video, description, comments, wherever, if it would have been somewhere, I think I would have seen that. I think I would have clicked out of that video and moved on to another video. But I'm like, I'm not going to just go out of my way and do, because the funny thing is that people that know me know I'm not that type of person where I'm going to be making fun of somebody's dead relatives, knowing that I got dead relatives myself. So it's like, you guys sit down and think about stuff like that. Why would he do that? He just came out and said that he don't do stuff like that. Others can vouch and say that he don't do stuff like that. So why would I go out of my way and do some stuff like that? Like, don't get me wrong. He was annoying at times, but not that annoying. I'm like, nah, I've never been that mad at somebody to where I will make fun of their mom's passing. Why would I do that? Like, that's like, seriously, sit down and think about that. Think hard about that, all right? So anyways, that guy. So at some point in time, I remember where somebody had reached out to me and they told me that he's no longer like involved in the internet and stuff. Like, he's, I don't know if it was like he deleted his stuff or he got his stuff taken down, but I remember somebody had told me one of the reasons why he got shut down in a way was because he got caught up talking to an underage boy. Now, when I had heard about that, I was like, hey, yo, wait a minute, what? Like, this the same guy that was, huh, all right, wow, that's some crazy stuff. So I seen, that was one of the videos I watched, was a statement video from the boy that he was talking to. And it's crazy because, like, I remember this guy. And I remember, like, seeing, like, this was a kid. And I'm like, because he was also making videos about me at the time being when I was, like, really getting a whole lot of hate. But, no, I remember I was all like, bro, this is a kid. I'm like, I ain't gonna be being bothered with no kid and stuff. So I'm like, nah, get out of here. And so I'm like, dang, that was the, that's crazy. My thing is like, because for the longest, I just thought it was just some, like, old rant. Regardless of whether it's a random kid or a kid that you know, I'm like, see, that it's stuff like that where it's like, it's over. All it's wrong, but the fact that he did this to somebody that he considered a friend, I'm like, fam, you shouldn't do it at all. But to your own, like, friend though, like, that's something where it's like, this kid looked at you as a friend and you could have possibly just put him through this, like, just something that's damaging. Like, it's like one of those, like, lifetime damages where it's like, you know, it's gonna take therapy, it's gonna take, you know, just really experiencing life to have it where it's like, you might not ever forget that stuff, but it's like, you might be able to possibly bury it, and I guess, like, not have it where it affects your life so much. But I'm like, man, that's messed up that you would do that to somebody that considered you a friend, you know? So it was, I saw the statement video, and yeah, it was something where I was like, dang, bruh. Like, it was, because I think that's what the guy was saying, was that, at the time being, like, he was 16, I believe, and the dude that I had issues with, he, was 29. He was older than me. This happened years ago. I'm not turning 29 until next year. So I'm like, this was years ago, and I'm thinking to myself, like, bruh, you... what? I'm like, how, my thing is this, how is it, besides, like, the, you know, the, mom stuff, like, originally, I remember he was getting on me about my videos, and getting on me about not accepting criticism, and all that, just pretty much repeating what others were saying in videos, but he wasn't coming up with nothing different up until that, mom stuff. He wasn't coming up with anything different. They, pretty much everybody was all saying the same thing, and I'm thinking to myself, it's like, how are you gonna get on me for that? Like, the not accepting criticism, because when I sit down and think about it, it's like, do you think this is something that I can go out and tell people, like, face to face when it comes to content creating and stuff? People ask me, or like, hey, how is content creating going? I'm like, I don't accept criticism. That's something that I would tell a person face to face. But do you think what you were doing and what you were saying, do you think you'd be able to tell somebody that face to face? Like, that's something where it's like, nah, bro, you're gonna find yourself in prison. Like, that's what's gonna really happen and things. And that's, I don't think a lot of those guys realize that a lot of the stuff that they do is over. And I think that's why he felt so comfortable doing that and then thinking, like, oh, nothing's not gonna happen about it and stuff. Because literally, all these guys be doing things where it's like, in most cases and situations, you will find yourself in prison for the things that these guys be saying and doing. I mean, threatening people, harassing people. I'm trying to think of some other stuff. I overall want to talk on the future of this community and stuff, because I feel like that these guys, they're going to have a dark future if something doesn't stop. But so anyways, getting back to the, you know, the story time part of this and stuff. So anyways, so he got caught up with that. Then I saw another video, and I'm so curious to know what he said about me, because I guess he must have said something that was so dark that even those guys had got on him about it, and it was about me. He said something about me that was like, those guys was like, no, we don't like T-Moz Boss, but it ain't like that, bruh. And I'm like, man, I'm curious, because I'm like, dang, you know, like, I would like to know. I might reach out to somebody. I tried to reach out to the individual that made the video, but she ended up blocking me on Twitter and stuff. So I was like, hey, it's whatever. I ain't tripping about it and stuff. Yeah, it's just something where I'm like, dang, you know, it's kind of just crazy though, where it's like, and you know what was funny? Because I remember I said that a while ago. I remember somebody brought it to my attention that they'd be in Discord talking about me, and I brought it up in a video, and they was like, oh, you're paranoid, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, okay, so what was that then? I'm all like, what was that whole part of the video? It's funny how it's like these guys would disagree with everything that I say, but they'll turn around, do it themselves, or they'll say that they do the same exact. So like for an example, I remember it was the leader of this whole community where he would get on me for deleting comments, turn around, deletes comments himself. You know, and it's like, and I think he did block people and things, and it's funny. I'm like, you guys got on me for that very same thing, and then you turn around and do it yourself. Even funny is like, you guys get on me about not accepting criticism, but when I turn around and criticize you guys on some stuff, what are you doing? It's like, you're doing the same exact thing, bruh. So yeah, it's something where it's like, when you guys know, the funny thing is, I feel like that's something that I've never said. I'm like, I'm gonna say it now. When you guys accept my criticism, then I will accept your criticism. But until then, I'm like, I think how it's been for years, I think it's always going to be like that, you know, where I still do my thing and you guys are still going to be doing your thing, all right? So, but anyways, then the worst thing that he said, I guess, yeah, he made a whole video talking about it. And I'm like, fam, you got to understand that when you say things, and it's like, I'm saying, like, it's some dark, dark stuff. You have to understand that, you know, people are going to react to that. So, people reacted to it. And they reacted to it so much to where it was like, even the people within that community that was hating on me and all that stuff, they got on him about that, you know. And I think that was like pretty much like the final straw where it was like, no, like, you got some stuff going on that you need to work out and things. I would like to hope and think that he has worked these things out and he hasn't changed his life for the better. But if not, then yeah, bro, it's like, you know, it ain't too late. You know, it's like, bro, go to church, talk to a counselor, to get therapist, somebody, you know, get your life figured out. Because I'm like, bro, hey, it's on some stuff where I'm all like, man, you know, if you still carrying on like this till this day, I'll get to that dark stuff in a moment and things. But so anyways, so the crazy thing that he said, and besides all the other stuff, yeah, the talking to the underage boy, and I would have to say probably those two things, this thing that I'm about to talk on and then the underage stuff, those would probably be neck and neck. I can care less what he said about me. But at the same time, yeah, it's like, I am curious. So I don't know. But anyways, so there was a shooting at the YouTube headquarters a while back. And tell me why I'm sitting down, I'm watching one of the videos, and he condoned it. He supported the shooting. And the reason why, and here's the thing, you can pause this episode right now. You can send me a whole list of reasons on why he supported the shooting. You can send me every reason possible. I guarantee and I promise you, you will not guess it, okay? So pause, send me as many like guesses you want to send me and stuff, but I guarantee and I promise you, you will not guess it. So if you don't want to do that, so his reason on why he supported the shooting was because of YouTube's policies, meaning like their guidelines, their rules and all that stuff. And it's like, fam, do you realize what you're saying right now? You support people dying because of some rules? My thing is this. I've had my fair share of issues with YouTube, but in a situation like that, I would never support that. I would never support anything where it's like it's damaging another person's life that badly. It's people that's like going, they probably still having to go see a therapist till this day for something that happened years ago. Do you not realize like how mentally damaging that is, where it's like you see your friend or family, whoever, but you, a random stranger, but you see some random person that ain't did nothing to nobody, you see them get shot and killed. Even if it's like, if this person is bad and you still see that stuff, that's like, that's traumatizing. That is very traumatizing. So I'm like, when I saw that, I was watching that video and I was like, bruh, there's no way. There is no way. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast episode. And I will do a video on YouTube and TikTok talking about this, because I'm like, nah, bruh, you got to realize like how dark that is. You got to realize like how messed up it is saying some stuff like that. But here's the thing, what I personally think, that within that community that he was a part of at one point in time, since then, I believe he's apologized and he's made amends with everybody. So I think he's chilling now. But here's the thing. it got to a point within that community where he got comfortable saying that stuff because he felt that people were going to have his back. They wasn't going to turn on because, yeah, something like that. I feel like some of these guys, they just got a little bit too carried away within this community. There's probably very few of them where they can understand the difference between right and wrong. But at the same time, though, it's like you put so much wrong out there. How do you expect everybody within this community where it's random fans? And this is what I personally think. You know, I personally think that these guys or somebody, this is what I really personally think. I think that there's going to be a day where the leader of this whole community and stuff, and I think people know this racist community, that community. So I think somebody within that community is going to see a video of somebody else, and it could, and I feel like I'm the only one that's really talking about this community. So I really don't want to use myself as an example because it's a very dark example, but at the same time, I feel that it needs to be said. It needs to be discussed. I feel that these guys will probably hear this podcast episode, see one of the videos that I've done about them, and they feel that they will need to take some actions about that. So they, of course, they're going to be doing that whole stalking stuff, and ain't nobody going to be expecting it. They're just going to be thinking it's just any old average day, right? Then all of a sudden, they see some stuff, whether it's, and you, I would really like to hope and think that and pray that nothing like this will ever happen, but somebody tries to do something to alter my life. They try to off me. They try to do some stuff, and it'll be either one of two scenarios where, or how two endings to that where I'm alive and they didn't, complete the job, whatever they want to call it and things, or there are people posting rest in peace videos about me. That's dark. I don't even like talking on stuff like that, but at times when things is getting a little bit too out of hand, you have to talk on some stuff. So I think that will be the moment when they, and then here, and here's the thing, they'll probably just all be chilling, and then it'll be like some, the guy will send them a message talking about, I did it, I took out T-Moss Boss, and then they're gonna be thinking, what, he gonna send like a video of somebody that, like, in a video game that looked like T-Moss Boss, and he'll probably be dumb enough to do that, post a video of the aftermath, and you'd see me in that video, but it won't be a video that everybody will be mostly seeing about me and stuff. It'll be that video where it's all like, you, a video like that can't get shared on the internet, you know, because it's gonna probably traumatize some people, especially if there's a lot of blood and a lot, yeah, it's gonna be one of those things where they are like, there's no way possible that that's real. And now he done got arrested because he done posted this stuff on social media, because he has this strong hatred against me and stuff. So now, he done got arrested, because in this day and age, you can't be getting away with no crime like that, you know? So, he done got arrested. He probably, I don't know, maybe they might, if they do go through his phone, or he just goes out and tell them, but they'll see that he knew of me. And they see that he had, like, this hatred against me and stuff, right? He done made tweets, he done made social media posts, YouTube videos, TikToks, whatever, you know, but they'll see that, and then they'll start searching around and looking, and then let's just say it's a situation where I'm alive, and then they're all like, well, we want your side of the story, what happened? And this guy would be dumb. I feel like he would be dumb enough to, like, say something all like, oh, yeah, you know, this is for talking about the community and stuff. And it's all like, now you get what you deserve or some dumb stuff like that. I don't know. But anyways, but yeah, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to flat out, straight up tell him. I'm all like, look, there's this hate community that has an issue with me on YouTube. They must have seen that I was in the area. Somebody decided to do something. So now you guys are under investigation. And then there's all these people making videos and talking about it all like, this community almost killed this man, or this community killed this man. And at that point, my thing is this, what would you guys do? Like, be truthfully honest. What would you guys do where you got that much of a target on your back? Because I guarantee and I promise you, that's going to be some breaking news. That is going to be breaking news where a hater, because stuff like that, even if it could be as little as the smallest content creator on the platform. You got a hater where they do some stuff like that and they figure that out and then they be talking about that on the internet and the news and all that stuff, like, oh, this YouTuber either almost got taken out or was taken out by a hater. And then people are watching these videos, and that's unwanted. That's attention that you guys will not, I'm telling you right now, that attention will not be the attention that you guys want. So it's like, what would you do in a situation like that? There'll probably be some people where they'll be happy about it because they allowed these videos to get them so upset and so bothered. And I'm like, fam, do you not realize that this is the internet? That this is how, my thing is, that's something that I've always tried to figure out within this community is, how is it that I made you guys this upset and this all started because I don't accept criticism? Bruh, you guys don't accept criticism, but you don't see me trying to track you guys down and try to do something crazy? So I'm saying, and I'm like, even my, it's stuff like that where it's like, you guys got to understand that the internet is not, it should not be that serious. To where it's like, you doing the things that this guy was doing the stuff that was happening to me, I'm saying, it should never be that serious. So that's why I'm like, hey, look, talking to the leader and talking to everybody within this community, if you guys do not change, something bad is going to happen. Something extremely bad is going to happen. And you guys might not think like, oh, he's just, again, being paranoid, thinking, everybody's against him. Everybody's trying to do this. Everybody's trying to do that. My thing is this. The times where this has happened to other content creators where they done, alright, for an example, the one guy, Gavin Free, he had it where it was somebody that was trying to kill him and kidnap his wife. And I'm pretty sure people were thinking, like, when this guy would be in the comment sections, and that guy probably was doing that too. He probably was in the comment sections of Gavin's videos talking about, I'm gonna kill you and I'm gonna kidnap your wife. And they didn't believe it. Or there was like, people just looked beyond it. And then all of a sudden, this guy's trying to kill Gavin. He was trying to kidnap his wife. So I'm saying, it's one of those things where it's like, people, you might not look at it as a serious situation, but it's a serious situation, all right? So anyways, yeah. With that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you, guys. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.